WMFO in Medford, 9 o'clock on the dot. I'm Mike. How you doing? Sorry about that last song. I didn't pick it. Anyway, we got a lot of good stuff going on, but we got to be quick. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of music. So I just want to say hey quickly to DJ Sherman. Hello.
Hello. You invited me back, so I did something good last time.
I did, and you've got 15 songs. Can't wait. And Bootleg Dan.
Hey,
see,
I'm here, Mike.
I didn't call you by your other name.
Hey, Bootleg Dan here. Ready to present.
Lots of good stuff. All right, so we're going to get right to it. I'm going to play a quick four-song set. Then we're going to get right to DJ Sherman's first set. Then, at around 9:35 or so, Cindy Dawson from The Sins is calling in. Chat with her. Dan's got some more information about some shows. And we're going to debut, at least on WMFO, The Sins' latest single. So, first new noise of the day is from Not a Surf. Love that band. This is called Open Seas, a WMFO Medford.
Drive side the line. The death of hearing things from neurotic, psychotic, short-sighted politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I'm sick to death of reading things by stupid little punk rockers. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I'm a short-sighted, yellow-bellied son of tricky dick. He's gonna mother her beside so big. Just a pocket. I'm sick to death of hearing things from paranoid schizophrenic mama's little chauvinist. All I want is the truth. Just give us the truth. I'm sick to death of hearing things from stupid little socialite ladder finding hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give us the truth. Those shorts out of yellow bellies on a trippy dick is gonna mother Hubbard's top. So just a pocket full of hope, money for dough. Do, 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 do,
Thank you very much.
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
It's WMFO Medford, 9:16 in the morning. I'm Mike. God, I love that stuff. Finished up with a Brooklyn band called the Book Spirit Band. It's called Meant to Be, from their album that came out earlier this year called Easements. Gen X doing a John Lennon cover from something that was put out called Anthology in 2003. That was Give Me Some Truth, remixed in 2002. Sounded good. The band Geographer, from Endless Motion Volume 1 in 2015, did a cover as well of Age of Consent, like that as well, and started off with New Noise from Not a Surf, from their forthcoming album that's called Open Seas. All right, at 9:17 in the morning, want to reintroduce DJ Sherman. Hello.
Hello.
So you've got five songs.
I do.
And this first set, you told me they're like show classics. Let's just sort of go through them quick and we'll play them.
Sure. So a lot of stuff I do is mod shows.
MOD.
MOD. Yeah. So it's a lot of mod themed stuff, I guess. So you got Swinging Blue Jeans coming up first, old Liverpool band, Shell Nailer, which is kind of a one-off rare track.
Nice.
And then two Boston bands, The Remains and The Liars. And we end up with a very rare track by a band called The Eyes out of London from the 60s.
All right, cool. First up is the Swinging Blue Jeans, and You're No Good here at WMFO.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better, 'cause I'm over you. I've learned my lesson, it left a scar, and now I see how you really are. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good, baby, you're no good. I'm gonna say it again, you're no good, you're no good, you're no good, baby, you're no good. Broke a heart, was gentle and true. I left a girl for someone like you. Said to me, you're no good, it's no good, it's no good, baby, it's no good. I'm gonna say it again, it's no good, it's no good, it's no good, baby, it's no good. No good. I'm gonna say it out loud. You're no good.
she can be. And I know she belongs to me. She don't come from no town, she don't come from no city. She lives way down in Diddy Wall, Diddy, Diddy Wall. Diddy Wall. Diddy Wall. This little girl is fine, so fine. And I know she's mine, all mine. She don't come from no town, she don't come from no city. But oh, how the love in Diddy Wall, Diddy, Diddy Wall. Diddy Wall. Diddy Wall. Can't be. And I know she belongs to me, yeah. She don't come from no town, she don't come from no city. She lives way down in Diddy Wall, Diddy, Diddy Wall. Diddy Wall. Diddy Wall.
To think that one little person like me couldn't make a difference in the world until I got the Compassionate Shopping Guide from the National Anti-Vivisection Society. Now, when I shop for cosmetics and everyday products, I know which companies do and don't test their products on animals.
Credit or debit, ma'am?
Credit. Hey, you can make a difference, too, by calling 1-800-888-6287 or visiting navs.org. Check it out.
You got a great sweet coat and a soul like fire. You got all you want, you couldn't be no higher. You're a queen, and there ain't no place that you've not been. But I'm rolled out, yeah, I'm rolled out with you. Said I'm rolled out, yeah, I'm rolled out with you. Said I'm rolled out, yeah, I'm rolled out with you. About a bill, 'cause you don't take money, you do it for kicks. And one day you're gonna get in a fix. But I'm rolled out, yeah, I'm rolled out with you. Said I'm rolled out.
WMFO right here in Medford, 9:30 in the morning. I'm Mike. Let me tell you what I just played, but before I do, I just want to bring a good friend into the conversation. Hello, Cindy. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yay. It's Cindy Dawson, everybody, from The Sins.
Turn that up.
Turn what up?
So we can hear.
In here?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't. That was Dan asking me to do something that's impossible. Because it would feedback all over the place.
Oh, okay.
I can't.
I got you.
All right, don't mind us. So, Cindy, if you'd be so kind, we're just going to go over the songs you just played by DJ Sherman, and then we got a bunch of stuff to talk about with you.
Okay, great.
But we wanted to say hi to you because we love you.
Well, you know I'm a big fan of WMFO.
Yes. All right, so just hang on while we do this and say anything you want anytime you want. So we started off, this was all DJ Sherman's set, and started off with The Swingin' Blue Jeans. That's a pretty cool song.
It is a cool song, yeah. A Liverpool band from the 60s, hung out with the Beatles back in those days, I believe. I know they did the whole Hamburg thing, don't for the same time as the Beatles, but an old Linda Ronstadt cover. And a great version of it, too.
You're no good.
Yeah, that Mercy Beat stuff, man, you can't beat it.
No, I know, yeah. There's so many good bands coming out of the Liverpool, and still is to this day.
And then
next song was...
One Hit Wonder, kind of?
One Hit Wonder, yeah. So there's a record producer who did a lot of stuff with the Kinks called Shel Talmy. And he had some session musicians he brought into the studio, and he recorded a song with them.
And who were they?
And those were Rob Wood, who ended up being the lead singer of Lieutenant Pigeon, bit of a cover, not a cover band, but a novelty band. But the other two was a young kid on guitar and a young drummer called Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones. And that's amazing. People may know, went on to form a band that did all right for themselves called Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So this is pre-Led Zeppelin, and there were session musicians in some London studios. Yeah,
awesome.
That's so probably when Jimmy was about 17, right?
Yeah, I think he was, 16, 17, yeah. I believe so, he was super young.
The Remains.
The Remains, Boston band. Of course you got to play some Boston bands while I'm here, right? Mm-hmm. What a great band, and I wish they did more than they did. They had one album in 1966 and split up and never did anything else that I'm aware of. But the famous claim to fame is they toured with the Beatles. The Beatles' last ever U.S. tour in 1966, they were their support band. And they went on the whole U.S. tour with them.
Very
so pretty
cool.
Famous, wow. Yeah. Another Boston band, of course,
Liars.
The Liars. Yeah, a little bit later. I think it was early 80s or so, this song. But a great Boston band. Still do an odd show here and there. I think they still occasionally kind of pull a gig together. But
yeah, you never knew what you were going to get from Mono Man from one show to the next.
No, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, but that's one of their classics, Help You, Anne.
And The Eyes.
The Eyes, again, a very rare track. The Eyes, they had a bit of a hit with a song called When the Night Falls, so people might know that from the 60s, but a 60s band from London did two or three songs, and that's it. But this is one of their rarer ones called I'm Rode Out, and a great tune, and a staple of the DJ Sherman shows I get requests for all the time.
Very, very cool. So DJ Sherman has another set coming up, and it's going to be his most requested tracks.
Yes.
When he's out spinning. What you do is you spin between bands as they're playing out. So
correct. Yeah,
cool.
I just kind of keep the vibe going in between sets when bands are playing. And some of these, the next set is some of the most requested songs I get
at
those shows.
We'll get to that after we have some fun with our friend Cindy Dawson. Welcome again, Cindy.
Thank you.
How are you doing? I appreciate you getting up so early.
I was up at 4:30, but I appreciate that set. The Liars, that song, I have been pushing. Dan will tell you we don't really like to do covers. I have been pushing for 14 years to do that as a cover.
That'd be great.
One of my absolute favorite songs. I thought it was very apropos that you played that before I called.
Well, DJ Sherman is smiling ear to ear. So that's nice. So, Cindy, we're going to see you on Thursday. You're playing at the Barron on Thursday night. Early start, 6 o'clock. I think you're on at 6:15.
Doors open at 6. The False Positives go on at 6:15.
Another great band.
The Sins go on right at 7:15. And then Freeloader goes on at 8:15. We'd love to get people out there. Get advance tickets to make a good showing at the club. This is a killer bill, and we expect to get a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And Cindy, you guys have been working, recording your follow-up album to Little Miss Lost, which, as you know, I love to death. And tell us about how that's going, when you think it might come out, because we have an advance single to play this morning.
Yeah, you know how recording goes these days.
I heard you giggle. I really did. So I know.
Because Little Miss Lost was a two-year endeavor, which we did not plan on. We are planning on releasing this album. And again, we got to coordinate with the label, Jen. I'd like to personally have it out within, you know, a year of Little Miss Lost.
So that'd be like March.
I'm thinking about, you know, March. We'll probably release another single, however, ahead of that, because we are going to England with Mark Valentine end of February, and I want to have something, you know, to delight the audiences out there. In terms of the Barron on Thursday, really, you know, we don't get to come up to Boston as often as we'd like, so I really would love to see some of the people that we've met. I know there's a lot going on. It's a Thursday night, but it's really an early end to the night as well. So come on out and enjoy some good rock and roll. You know, honestly, people just should get off their phones and see people really in person, eye to eye. Your mood changes. Your whole feeling about life changes when you're actually out with people.
Yep, and you know, people have heard your music on this show and on this station a lot. So this is, like you said, a chance to come see you guys live. You're a great live band, and Cindy does not sit still during the set. It's very entertaining, and you know, the guitar and everything else is just top notch. So hope you come out on Thursday night to the Barron. But Cindy, what I really want to know about is how this album, is it almost done? Is it mixed, mastered? Finishing touches?
We're close. Well, not really. Well, yeah, we're working on finishing touches. We plan on having 12 songs. They're all, 9 are already basic tracks, and some of them are actually close to finished. And then we have to bring the band in to do basic tracks on the last 3. They're already written. They're already skeletoned, which for those who don't know what I mean by that, the melodies are worked out, the verses, the chorus, and all that. But then we have to get together with the band with our drums and bass. And they tend to add a lot of creative, changes to the, not changes, but, you know, they come in and they add their little personal touch, and that is really what makes it ready to go in and record.
Right.
So, you know, we're 3 songs away from having all the basic tracks done, and then we're several songs already into Henry doing what we do when we go in the studio.
You know,
I'm anticipating this will be done for March.
That's what I hope, too. And I know that we've talked about this, you know, and I asked you how you felt about Little Miss Lost, if you knew that this was something special. And you said you really did have a feeling. Now, is it too early for you to know about this one? And do you have an album title yet?
We never pick a title till the album is completely finished, because then we kind of have a vibe about which song says the most about the album. And we don't really know that till they're all finished. They change so much as you're working in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of feel in my gut like this takes off where Little Miss Lost ended. Not so much in terms of history of or autobiography or anything like that. It just seems to keep evolving more creatively. I feel like Little Miss Lost, we just took a lot of chances and directions that we had not gone in before.
Exactly.
And this one, I feel like it's taking it even a step further.
Is it in the same direction as kind of the jangly, you know, guitar pop kind of stuff, or is it in a whole different direction?
It is similar. Yeah, no, it's similar in that we do have, I would put the 12 string on every song if I had my way, because I just love the sound of it.
Yeah.
But we always have been a rock and roll band at the core, and so all of our albums, including Little Miss Lost, like such as Fall Away, we've always had some rockers, you know, on our records, if not all rockers. And then with Little Miss Lost, and actually Little Devil as well, we started exploring with the 12 string a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then, our music kind of went from punk rock to power pop rock. It just keeps evolving because we evolve. It's a natural progression of, you know, we've been together 14 years as a band. We're just not going to stay the same. And if we did, everybody would be bored.
It's so good for a band not to get stuck, you know. I mean, it's so easy to do, I would think. Tell me about the personnel, other than you and Henry. Who are we going to hear on this album?
So Mike Gretchen, as you know, because you've met him, he was on drums with us. And for his own good, he got a new job, and his new job does not allow for any, you know, vacation time yet or days off like he had with his other job. So it's good for him because he needed to leave that other job, but at the same time, he really just isn't, he wouldn't have the time to play with anybody at this point, at least right now. So Mike is playing on the new release, Woman Child. And he does a great job. So he is on the album, but because we couldn't finish the album with him, we brought in 2 different drummers, Pat Carpenter, who plays with Nikki Lee's Mutated Music.
Yeah, met him too,
And he will be at the Burn on Thursday night too.
Yes, he will. He's a fabulous drummer, and we love him.
Along with a bass player who's coming.
Along with a bass player that's coming, who's been very popular in the Boston area as well, with the Exit 99.
Okay, so we have got Pat on the drums, and also on this album you'll hear Frank Saeta. So he's also playing on this album. And we even have Kurt Ryle on one of the songs playing drums. It's actually going to be a nice mix of different people. On one of the songs we have Tony Shanahan on bass, who you know from Patti Smith's band. It's just going to be a nice, like, mix of guests and people playing on this album. Now, Thursday, we'll have Ann Husick, who is our main fill-in on bass, and she actually played with us for 3 years. And Ann is doing, and I keep saying this, she's doing exactly what she should be doing right now, and that is her own music. She's a fabulous singer-songwriter, and Anne needed to not play so much with us anymore and do her own thing. So she's a fabulous fill-in for us, and every time we get together and we're playing with her or rehearsing with her, it feels like, you know, she never left.
Right.
But Anne should be making her own music. That's what she is great at.
Yeah, we've loved her EP. We've been playing the heck out of it here.
It's terrific, right? And
yeah,
I love
terrific.
Anne.
And yeah.
Yeah. So you'll get to see Anne playing bass with us. You'll get to see Pat Carpenter on drums. And
who's an amazing drummer. He plays with Mickey Lee. And if you don't know who Mickey Lee is, that has to do with the Ramones.
Well, we all know that Mickey Lee is Joey's brother, but that's not, you know, I think in his own right, he is an incredible songwriter. And actually, his album in 2023 was probably my favorite album of the year. But I didn't mention Dave U-Haul, and Dave U-Haul is on Woman Child. So Dave U-Haul is on this album and plays on, I'd say, most of the songs on the new album. He will be the bass player on that.
That's great. Now Kurt also sings high harmonies, doesn't he, on Woman Child?
He really is amazing at high harmony, which Henry and I really are not. You know, I tend to sing lower down in my register, which is not really my prettiest spot. But when I belt it out, then I sound a little better. But Henry's always gone below me, so I like, hey, Kurt, you want to do the high harmony? Because I don't think either Henry nor myself were going to get that high up. And he did a fabulous job.
I'm sure. Now, I may be wrong about this, but is Kurt also producing this effort?
Yes, he is. So Kurt, you know, produced a lot of Little Miss Lost, as you know.
Yeah.
He will be producing this entire new album.
That's excellent. He's got a great ear. You know?
He has a great ear. You know, there's times when I fight for certain things that I really, really want to keep it more on the rocker side. And he will say, well, you know, this is why I think it should be like this. And, you know, we'll kind of, I shouldn't use the word battle because we don't battle. But sometimes he's right and I hear it afterwards.
It's the creative process,
know?
Yeah,
sometimes you need somebody outside of yours, which is why a producer is a wonderful thing to have. And a lot of fans don't like losing that control. But sometimes you need somebody that's not as close emotionally to the song as you are, and they can actually regard it from a sonic, you know, point of view rather than an emotional point of view.
Makes all the sense in the world. So we're going to debut this song on WMFO in just a second, but I want to give Dan, Bootleg Dan, a chance to sort of talk about the shows you guys are doing. You're going to England, for God's sakes, as you mentioned, and you got a bunch of stuff coming up. So Bootleg Dan, do your thing.
All right. Well, let's start out again. I can't say how much I like working with Cindy and Henry. So much fun. And they're such great musicians, and I can't wait to go out on the road. And we're going to England, and we're going to be playing in Manchester, we're going to be playing in London, and we're going to play in Norwich. There'll be more to talk about with that later. But for now, tomorrow, we're going to be at the Worthing Bootleg Dan Presents and Black Crow Productions. We're going to have Simon Ritt and Kelly Knapp with Cliff and his trio. And sitting next to me, DJ Sherman will be spinning country tunes. This should be interesting because I've never heard him do country tunes, but we're looking forward to it. And then Thursday, again, the Burren. I can't say enough about the show. The False Positives are just rocking solid.
They're
right
excellent.
Now. They played the Worthing last week, and they were so good. And then, obviously, the Sins. Come on out and see them. Get off your couch. Don't be part of your couch. Be out and rock and roll. And then
that was a new one.
Hours. You can come out for a couple hours.
Yes.
Right, you can come up for a couple hours. And then, you know, Freeloader. I mean, if you don't know who Freeloader is, you're missing the boat as well, because that's Nat Freeberg of the Upper Crust many other bands. He's a legend here in this town. You got Jim Giannotto, another legendary drummer. Charles Hanson. My God, the guy is a monster guitar
player. Yeah.
He played with Justine and the Unclean and in many other bands. And then John, the bass player. What a great band. I mean, this bill is rock solid. I know there's a lot of things going on, but I'm telling you what, this is the show to go see.
Thursday night.
Again, 6 o'clock doors, 6:15 the False Positives, 7:15 the Sins, and 8:15 Freeloader. This show will rock you. A little bit more. Friday, October 11th, my home away from home, Parkside Lounge, Mike Younger and the Tree Huggers from Nashville. By now, everybody in Boston knows who Mike Younger is. And if you don't, you need to come out and see him. He is an amazing singer-songwriter.
He really is. We had the opportunity, thank you, Dan, to talk to him when he was last here. And Cindy, I know you met Mike as well. What a talent. Yeah, what
played
a talented dude and what a great guy.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, can't say enough about Mike.
Yeah, and he's also doing a show in Valley Streams at Buckley's on Thursday. Friday's at the Parkside. Saturday's up in New Haven. And then Sunday, he's playing the Jack Kerouac Festival at the Worthing. I mean, this guy is amazing. Really, really good. Don't miss him. A little farther in, we're going to go. I've been talking about this, but now I'm really going to start talking about it. The Cocktail Slippers and Stupidity.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, everybody is waiting for this tour.
Both of those bands, yes.
Cocktail Slippers were touring with me last year. We had a ball, but now we've added Stupidity to the bill. They were here 2 years ago. Everybody wants to see them. We're going to start out at the Alchemy on on October 24th. With a great band from Boston called the Why Nots are opening up. And then the next night, the Burren. It's going to be a killer show with the Chelsea Curve opening up. And again, DJ Sherman will be spinning not country tunes that night.
Yeah.
He'll be doing mod.
Classic. I'm excited for this show. I can't wait.
Saturday night.
Can't wait.
Bayside Bowl in Portland, Maine. Playing with Muck and the Myers. Come on, Muck and the Myers. They don't even play that often because they're touring all over the world.
Truth.
And then Tiger Bomb. Tiger Bomb is a legendary band in Portland. It's going to be an amazing show. I've never been to the Bayside Bowl, but everybody tells me it's a cool place. Sunday, we're down in the Music Room in Yarmouth playing with one of my favorite bands from Boston, Stop Calling Me Frank. Got to go see that on the 27th.
Yeah, they got a new single out, too.
They got a new single out. Yep. And then on Tuesday, here we go. We're playing again, Cafe 9 in New Haven. Get all our people from the New Haven area. We got Stupidity, Cocktail Slippers, and the Sins are playing for the very first time at Cafe 9. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. Then I take it a couple of days off. I'm going to be at the IPO on October 30th.
I'll be there.
And October 31st, Halloween in Boston. Looking forward to it. And then right back out on the tour with the Cocktail Slippers and Stupidity at Randy's Cave in New Jersey. Cindy's been there before. I hear it's a really cool place, and I hear Randy's a cool guy.
Yep. Now, it's been said that Dan never sleeps, and it's true. So much going on, Dan. You all set? Good?
What? Two more. All right, and then we're back in New York at my favorite place to play in New York, the BN New York, the Parkside Lounge. And there we've got Palmyra playing. Come on, Palmyra is playing.
She's
wonderful. She does not play often, as you people in New York will tell you. And the Sins are on the bill as well. It's going to be so much fun. And one more show, they're playing at Drew's Place in New Jersey, and that's on November 3rd.
Fabulous concert.
That's a cool spot.
And that's a cool place as well. The Sins have played there several times. So that's the whole tour, folks. I'm going to be on the whole tour. The Sins are doing two dates, and I can't wait. I mean, I'm just biting at the bit to get out there and rock like I always do. And I don't sleep. You're right. I'll sleep when I'm dead. I have plenty of time to do that.
Check out Bootleg Dan on Facebook and all the other socials for everything that's going on. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
And at 9:52, I want to get back to our fabulous guest, Cindy. Cindy, I want to play your new song, Woman Child. But before I do, tell me about it. Tell me if the songwriting process was the same between you and Henry, what it's about, all that good stuff. I love the song.
Henry, he has this, voice memo of
songs, like riffs that he comes up with that he numbers.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll write words first, then we'll write the music to the words. But a lot of times now, we seem to be more reliant on his hundreds of voice memos of guitar riffs that I will go through until something strikes me. And then I'll take out my book of poetry that I write daily, and I'll see if some line in a poem or something just strikes me as vibing with that music that I'm listening to. And so he had this riff that I absolutely just was riveted by. And I said, you know, I've got this poem. And let me see if I can rewrite it into a song. And that is how this came about.
Awesome. Awesome. So I've seen a little bit of reaction from you guys put the video out. You know, and people are saying, oh, it's all like nice and jangly, and it sort of reminds me of some 60s stuff. What's your thoughts on the sound on this thing?
It's funny, my sister, who I always run things by, because my sister was a 60s girl.
Okay.
My sister was a hippie, and, you know, and she's the one who turned me on to, like, all the good music. And she just wrote me this morning and said, this is so 60s. I really like this one the best out of all your stuff.
It's great.
I think that, you know, Henry and I, being with our various influences, always come out in our songs, as that happens, you know, with bands. And band and songwriters will understand this. So we never know what's going to sneak out of our, you know, our influences that we have in our brain. And this one is a real combination of what I would call the Henry Cindy sound. So this is a little bit of me rocking out and a little bit of Henry's jingly jangly, you know, tendencies.
He's got some great stuff. All right, Cindy Dawson, thank you so much. Can't wait to see you on Thursday.
Cindy's always rocking out, by the way. Always rocking out.
Yep, so we're going to play.
Way, I just want to add one more thing, that Dan Anglin does not drink coffee, and nobody believes
that's
that.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, coffee is life itself.
It is. That's crazy. So,
yeah.
All right, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
all
Cindy.
Right. Brand new. It's the debut on WMFO here. These are the Sins and Woman Child right here at WMFO.
just watching, doing